Chapter 2. Jimmy Reed.
The 9th of October, 1906. My Life by Jimmy Reed. Today is my 13th birthday. Mum will make a chocolate cake with 13 candles. My brother, Alan, will sing songs and tell stories. It will be fun, but I won't receive a present this year. We haven't got any money. Dad didn't work in the coal mine last month because he was ill. Dad is always ill now. He's got a terrible cough. The work in the mine is hard. It's cold and the air is very dirty. Alan will work in the hilltop mine too, from tomorrow. Poor Alan. He's only 14 and maybe he'll also become ill. But we need the money. I hate the mine. I never want to work there. I want to be an artist.
OK, you can close your notebooks now,
said Mrs. Carter.
We'll continue the story's next lesson.
David put the notebook, pen and ink in his desk and walked out of the classroom. He didn't tell anybody about the story in his notebook, but he thought about it a lot.
Did I write that story? How? I don't know anything about life in Durham in 1906,
David thought on his way home.
Who is Jimmy Reed? I don't know that name.
The next day, David got up early. He didn't want to be late for history again. This time, he put a new pen in his bag. David arrived at school early and went to sit at the old desk again. He liked this desk. Mrs. Carter came to the class and smiled at David.
Good morning,
she said.
You're the first student to arrive today. That's a nice surprise.
David found his notebook in the desk and took his new pen from his bag.
I must continue the story,
he thought.
What will happen to Jimmy and his family now?
He read the story again, but didn't know how to continue it. He tried to write with his new pen, but he didn't have any ideas.
Maybe I didn't imagine things yesterday,
he thought.
Maybe that old pen really wrote the story.
He took the old pen and the ink from the desk. Suddenly, the old pen moved across the paper and started to write again.